This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The city of Greenwood Village, south of Denver, is going to great lengths to keep marijuana out, even though Coloradans legalized it. Council members have passed a new ordinance that makes it nearly impossible to bring pot into city limits, and it could become a test case for how much a community can push against Amendment 64. Now, under the law, local governments do have some power, says Brian Vicente, an attorney who helped craft 64.
Cities can ban the retail stores, they can ban the retail grows, the commercial grows, but they cannot prevent adults from possessing small amounts of marijuana privately, and Greenwood Village is really inviting costly litigation.
The city is relying on language in the amendment that allows property owners to prohibit marijuana on their premises, be it a school, a hospital, or some other business. With this new ordinance, Greenwood Village is declaring its streets, sidewalks, parks, and trails property it can keep pot off of. Brian Vicente says that goes too far.
What they're doing is attempting to gut the Colorado Constitution and say that this state law does not apply in their community.
Let's hear about this new pot ordinance and a second one that Greenwood Village passed from City Attorney Tanya Davidson. Tanya, thank you for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
In essence, someone who smokes pot needs to pick it up, and they need to probably drive it home. And they can't do that if a street they're crossing is a place where possession becomes illegal. Is that the long and short of it?
That is the long and short of it, and that's where the conflict is. I don't have an answer for how do you get it home other than same way they do now. If you think of University of Colorado, for example, University of Colorado certainly owns and controls its streets, its network of streets. If they can prohibit it on their streets, then I would think a municipality could prohibit it on theirs.
So are you in for a legal fight here?
The only way we'd be in for a legal fight is if we actually charge somebody with possession in a vehicle and they wanted to go ahead and challenge this. That hasn't happened. What I'd really like to see is for the state to amend Title 42.
What's that?
There's a statewide open container law. It's illegal to have an open container of alcohol in the passenger compartment of a vehicle. What we would like to see is that it's illegal for anyone to have marijuana, marijuana products, marijuana accessories in the passenger compartment of a vehicle.
So you'd be okay if people had pot in their trunk and then got it out when they got home?
I think that's where our city council is they're real concerned about it just being available to someone operating a motor vehicle.
Your intention is not to try and prevent people from bringing this home and smoking it at home?
Absolutely not.
Because it could be read that way. In other words, if pot that is conveyed on a city street or over a city sidewalk or something is illegal, then, you know, you're essentially blocking any transport of it in Greenwood Village.
I would think our city council probably would like to be able to do that. But you know what? That's what the law is now before Amendment 64 passed. But believe me, there's lots of transport going on, and that's a somewhat flip answer to the question of how are we supposed to get it home is, well, the same way you do now. Obey the traffic laws. Make sure your brake lights are working. And we're not going to pull you over. We're not going to search your car unless you have a really good reason to. So the odds of this being enforced, there'd be a lot more going on under the circumstances.
Safe to say that Greenwood Village as a city entity is not all that fond of Amendment 64.
It did not pass in Greenwood Village. And yes, our council for the majority is very much opposed to implementing Amendment 64.
The second ordinance is about growing pot. Tell us what it does.
The second ordinance we pass is a zoning ordinance. It's basically adding to our building code that says if you're going to grow marijuana inside your home, you only have 32 square feet. And really the kicker in that ordinance is that you cannot use the HID lights. They're high intensity discharge lights.
Grow lights.
You can only use LEDs or CFLs.
What's your concern here?
Safety. So not only are the lights themselves hot, that if something touches them, it could start on fire, but you risk fire from electrical overload at the same time. You can eliminate both of those problems with LED lights.
And to limit growing to 32 square feet, tell me about the intention there.
To limit the size of the grow area, that then limits the amount of mold that can develop. That limits the amount of grow lights that you need.
How do you think you'd enforce this ordinance?
we're not requiring permits. We're not requiring inspections. So the enforcement would not happen until we know there's a problem.
Are you afraid that this won't be followed?
We're not out to stop anybody from enjoying the rights that Amendment 64 has given them. We just want them to be safe.
But of course, you say you don't want to, abrogate people's ability to enjoy Amendment 64, except that you do, really, because they would grow it in their home, and if they needed to move it on a city street, for instance, they'd be out of luck.
Well, they would have to be very careful.
Any concern about the economic impact? In other words, could Greenwood Village benefit from being more open to pot, maybe pot businesses, for instance?
I do not think that Greenwood Village City Council is interested in making money off of marijuana at all.
Thank you so much for being with us, Tanya.
You're very welcome.
Tanya Davidson is the city attorney for Greenwood Village. Earlier, we heard from pro-pot attorney Brian Vicente of Sensible, Colorado.